Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Boys.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right. Oh! I'm the bass of
I'm the bass of
Yes, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Yes, we are. It feels like we never went away. That's how we're going to do it when we reach the big leagues. We get that big studio. That's how we're going to do it. It's just going to be show after show after show scheduled around these parts. And this time, we're here to talk Paulie Malignaggi and Conor McGregor. As you know, Conor McGregor, the UFC champion, is going to be taking on one Floyd Mayweather Jr., boxing's gladiator, right?
Matt
seems not to believe that boxing is sending Floyd Mayweather for all of boxing, but I do. And, you know, we're going to discuss whether or not these leaked photos from Conor McGregor's team are real. We're going to discuss Paulie Malignaggi's immediate reactions and rants on social media about these photos. And we're going to get to our callers. So you know the number, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time if you want to voice your opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline, the Boxing Voice. Hashtag TBB Podcast. Don't forget, you can add us internationally on Skype by adding Nestor Gibbs. You can call in, obviously, from all over the world. Nestorgibbs. If you're watching this on YouTube, do not forget to hit that thumbs up button. We're going to go out to the Golden State. My co-host, the Hipster Hunter.
Dollar D. Beyonce Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knock out. When he said the main thing is, I just knocked the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, the hipster's here. Haters beware. Conor McGregor. Maybe leaking some pictures of Paulie on his back and sparring, his face all bruised up. Paulie, of course, back at it on Twitter, having a huge Twitter storm last night and even this morning a little bit as well, addressing it and really just denouncing that picture and saying that it's not showing the entire story, being very adamant that it was a push, not a knockdown, being very adamant to release the unedited footage. You know, I really want to side with Paulie on this one, to be completely honest. You know, we're going to get into it more, obviously. I can't wait to chop it up. I think it's an interesting story. I think it's an interesting leak. You know, does it help sell the fight? I think that's probably the biggest question. Does this whole fallout of Paulie having the photos be leaked, Paulie go on Twitter, and now Paulie leaving the camp, does that help sell the fight? Does that add buildup? I can't wait to chop it up with you, Ness, with Mr. Doomsday, and, of course, the callers.
Speaking of, let's go out to New Jersey to Doomsday. The amateur, Alexander Linez, what's going on, brother?
Well, it looks like we're falling back into this whole picture stuff that I was mentioning to you guys the other day, man. All this stuff looks like it's almost like it's Photoshopped. You know what I mean? You know, Paulie's saying it's a push. He can't wait until the stuff is released. We won't know until we see the video what really happened, because to me, these pictures from the get-go were a little funny, the way they look, the stance. But we can get into that, you know, once we really get into it right now. I agree with Matt. It does help a lot with, you know, gaining more attention to this fight. We had the 8-ounce glove thing right now, and now we got this going. So I think that, you know, they're staying PR active, I guess. I really think that Conor might have hurt Paul in these two sparring sessions. I can't wait to see the video.
Yeah, speaking of video, I highly doubt there's ever going to be a video released. I guess first things first, we should probably go to Malinaji's Twitter and just show some of the tweets, get some of the actual things that, you know, were said, because he's probably trending as well. He and, you know.
Before we get into the tweet specifically, I know a lot of people are saying that this is all staged. You're getting a lot of people, fans of our show, saying that this whole situation staged. Do any of us believe that?
I don't. Stay, what do you mean? Staged how?
That Paulie came here to create. I don't know if they mean stage on McGregor's side or stage on both parties. If they mean stage on both parties, which means that Paulie went there fully knowing this is what's going to happen, and it was a two-party system to build up the fight. It's both Paulie and Conor were in on it in a way. That Paulie's Twitter storm afterwards was all sort of disingenuous. That was fake. There's people saying that.
I can't see Paulie being part of.
I can't either. To put, you know, just like, to be on the record.
You know, like being part of him being allegedly knocked down. Like It doesn't make any sense to me. You know.
Now, do you think Conor planned this from the very beginning?
Who knows?
I don't know. But what we do know is upon his exit, right, Paulie did an interview. I'm going to try and get that one and play it. But where he said that the second time they sparred, it was different. Conor had a big entourage, you know. There were more people than usual. He felt like they were recording and doing a lot of pictures. He said the sparring got violent, right? But he felt that at that point, they were using him as a prop. So that's why he's leaving. So, you know, I just don't see it as him putting it together. I'm going to just go to his tweets so you can feel his emotion in all of this. And maybe you'll understand why. We should start backwards. This way, you know, because obviously he put out something there. Apologize. I mean, look, he's been going at it for some time now, right? We're going back 16 hours, right? And the first tweet he put is, let me just zoom in a little bit more for you guys, make it better. How's that look? Better for you?
A little more. That's better.
He says there, it's not nice to paint a pic that isn't true. This was a pushdown in sparring. Post the whole video. Rounds 1 through 12, unedited. Right? So obviously, Malinaji is speaking of this particular tweet that shows Conor jumping in the air, the one that intrigued Doomsday, my co-host, and then another side-by-side of Paulie Malinaji on the floor and Conor overlooking him in a very boxing, you know, iconic boxing pose. So then Paulie goes on to tweet again. He says, the UFC place has cameras all over the gym recording 24/7. The video exists unedited of 12 rounds, 1 through 12. Tuesday night, let the fans see. So Paulie claiming that there's a video that would show that he was not knocked down and in fact he was pushed down. And here he goes, he says, I came to help this camp out, not to be exploited. Now you're going to get the truth though. Post the full, and this is caps, post the full unedited video from Tuesday night. Hashtag ethics. I want to stop there. I want to go to my co-host. Hopefully Doomsday is available because, Matt, that's something that has me believing this is real. That particular hashtag. We'll get back to his tweets in a bit, and I'll give you my I've visited dozens of gyms. I've probably been in everyone's gym, maybe just not Andre Ward. And not because he doesn't, I mean, not because I don't want to, it's just far as hell. And I never really tried to get in there personally. But what we know, boxing gyms have one slogan that's very synonymous with Vegas and Cancun, right? Like, what happens in Cancun stays in Cancun. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens in sparring is sparring. We don't really discuss sparring, but this is where we get this UFC garbage. You see, because when you're in a sport that there is no rules and you're throwing out balls,
you can defend your sport. Hold on, time out. Because you defend your sport. Hold on, you're wrong. You're incorrect.
You can say that after. You don't have to cut me off to say that after.
Because I don't want you to go on this huge rant where you're wrong and people are going to make fun of you.
What am I wrong about, Master?
That's the only.
There's no gym culture in MMA.
There's a lot of gym culture in MMA. Yeah,
there's a complete gym culture in MMA. It could be boxing.
Really,
it's the same gym culture.
What is exactly
the same exact one? What happens in sparring stays in sparring.
What exactly is happening here then?
This is some rogue shit that's happening. No.
If this doesn't happen in boxing, this doesn't happen in boxing. Let me speak because you don't let me speak. Errol Spence was in a similar situation, okay? I'm going to show you two fucking boxers that act like men. Errol Spence was an Olympian. He had the opportunity to capitalize on Floyd Mayweather Jr. when he gave him a black eye. The public asked. And all he said is no. Whatever happens in Spawn stays in Spawn. We gave each other good work. That's it. I'm thankful. When the public asked, did you knock out Broner? No matter what interviews fucking happened, what came out, What did Errol Spence say? No, we had good sparring. He never once said he knocked out Broner, no matter what. So don't tell me that they got fucking ethics when Paulie Malignaggi is. You talk. Go ahead, Matt. Go ahead.
Who's talking the situation? It's Paulie, not Connor. So if you want to disparage the entire sport of MMA, look at the MMA fighter. He's not talking here. The boxer is.
He is MMA.
He didn't leak the photo. The photo's not on his account. You cannot trace it back to him.
Yo, this guy is
a bigger argument about his photographers. The fight, them not being able to sell out the tickets, and this is a move maybe to sell tickets. Yeah, but if you think there's no gym culture in MMA, like that's just ignorant. You have two guys who've been in MMA gyms.
Look, I'm gonna tell you guys this.
Yo, he's fucking delusional. First, I know you want to go doomsday, but what he needs to know is. Paulie was not allowed in there with anybody. Everybody in there was UFC and Team Conor McGregor. Any pictures, any camera, any video were leaked on him. So it's his fucking fault. He's the man. He says, I am MMA, I am boxing. You better run your fucking team. Don't let them leak shit like that on a two-time former champion that went in there to help your ass.
That would have never happened in Floyd Mayweather's camp.
That shit doesn't happen in a Mayweather camp. Did Errol Spence leak videos? Has fucking Broner ever leaked videos or pictures of sparring with Floyd? Nobody does that disrespect.
Especially a big fight like
they
this.
They are respectful. They respect the sport that they're fucking
in. But these guys don't really like each other.
Ethics.
Are we going to ignore that these guys don't like each other? That Connor brought him in here to basically beat him up. That Paul even talked about that.
Yo, I got audio, bro, that I can play. Connor brought him in that specific day to do what the fuck they did. And since he couldn't get the knockout, he had to push him down. Why you think there was extra cameras and extra photographers?
I'm not saying that Connor knocked him down.
In the day that Paul addresses the violent sparring interview, he says it was violent sparring. It felt different. That's why he stepped away from the camp. Because it's like, yo, I'm here to help you. I'm not here to fucking be in a war every day because you're trying to shine and exploit me, and you over here trying to defend it, man. We've heard worse shit in sparring that we can't prove in the boxing side of this. We can't prove it. Broner allegedly got knocked out. Prove it.
Yo, I can't believe you're so caught in your feels about
Big Baby Miller. Deontay Wilder says Big Baby Miller went to the hospital and sparring, right?
And you want to say the entire sport doesn't have gym culture?
Big Baby Miller says that didn't happen. Prove it. You can't because two boxers have ethics. They respect the rules of this sport. This shit doesn't happen.
Let me jump in real quick. You know that's bullshit.
Let me jump in real quick.
I'm gonna jump in real quick.
They released it, and you want to
say ignorant shit, Ness? That's bullshit.
Listen to me. I'm gonna jump in just by saying this, right? Conor McGregor is actually known for how well he treats his sparring partners, right? Pays them very well. You know, I never really thought that I would get this side of Conor in that aspect of the gym culture and the gym rules. I could understand how Ness feels right now because, you know, Conor McGregor being who he is an emissary for the sport. You know, he's representing the sport. So for those that don't know too much about MMA might get that notion that, you know, the MMA culture might not have that respect and discretion. But, you know, because I've been in the MMA gyms and I've, you know, trained with these guys, there is a gym culture and there is a code of ethics. And I think all around in combat, I think there is that code of ethics that, you know, gym rules, you know, whatever we do here stays here. Some of us have good days. Some of us have bad days. It is what it is. I think that this is just something extra unique. You know, you got this crazy big fight coming up between the best MMA fighter and the best boxer. And then you got Paulie Malignaggi who, you know, he wasn't really in a good rapport with Conor McGregor to begin with. You know, when they announced that they were bringing him in for him to help, it kind of caught me off guard because, you know, they had beefed on social media. So, Paulie looked beat up. That's the honest truth. His face looked swollen. His eye looked swollen. His lip was a little busted. That goes to show that it was a violent sparring. It was only two sparring sessions. Only two. I don't know if they were both 12-round sparring sessions, but, you know, the fact of the matter is that Conor's responsible for his camp. He was supposed to make sure, just like Floyd Mayweather, make sure that nobody leaks any of it. I mean, you got to have control. You know, I understand he's young, he's wild, you know, he's fucking going in there, he's doing his thing. You know, the kid's confident.
Selling his soul for tickets, baby. Selling his soul for tickets.
Yeah, but he has to have a little...
Floyd doesn't do that. Like, any of these guys won't do that to sell tickets. No,
Floyd has an
experience. We're talking about an extra maybe $15 million, $20 million that they can get from the gate.
Yo, Floyd's never exploited a world-class boxer like this. It is disrespectful to make Paulie Malignaggi... Matt, do you...
I was letting you go.
Because it's disrespectful to have Paulie get his phone blown up. You know how many people are trying to get interviews with Paulie to find out what happened? Was he really knocked down? Did this 0-0 guy really knock you down? Come on, dog. Like, get out your ass and put yourself in his shoes.
Yo, if Paulie wasn't expecting anything like this, and he even said he was expecting something like this. So Paulie, in his own words, said on Twitter that he was expecting something like this to happen. When you talk that greasy about somebody, and they fly you in to spar, you should expect shit like this. Paulie should have known full well that shit was going to get released, that shit probably was going to get posted, and he was going to try to be made to look bad. He should have known that going into it.
He should have been ready for some shit. Buddy.
But him and Conor are friends. This was bringing in somebody to make an example out of. And that's what it was from the beginning. And we all knew that.
Yo, I can't believe that you're saying he should have known when he's been a boxer his whole life. He's been in training camps his whole life. He's helped people.
Training camps with his team.
He's helped people in training his whole life. And they've never done this. Why does he have to think about that? I mean, look, it's okay. It's
because of the shit he talked. Because the shit he said. Because he started the whole rivalry with McGregor.
Ethics, baby. Ethics. Ethics. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Stays in the gym.
Paulie went out and said that Conor couldn't beat an amateur. Paulie went that far. You don't think that Conor's going to come and beat him up and then post that shit? And you think Paulie is ignorant enough to not realize that could happen?
Not after the dozens of interviews where Paulie said, you know what, you know, I'm going to go in there and, you know, I'm going to really try and, you know, help them out the best I can. You crazy? Paulie went in there with an open mind. He didn't go in there to get son off his chest like you and Nurse Jackie.
I don't know. Paulie's the one talking. Conor isn't. Paulie's the one talking. We're only getting one side of it. We're only getting one narrative. We're not getting the complete story. We're not.
All we need, Matt, all we need is a leaked photo. No one's involved. Paulie's a boxer. He's not a UFC fighter. He can't even get in
there. The photo doesn't say it all.
You want me to go back to his tweets? Because he answered a lot of people with your questions.
It is still his side of it. It is still his side. And we know. That's a common saying. There's what we say, and there's what other people say, and then there's the truth in the middle, right?
No, there's only the truth. And the truth
is always in the middle, though.
The truth that we have is that Connor is the one with the equipment. Connor is the one with the team that could allow people in this here. We were last on this tweet where he hashtag ethics, something that I, you know, that's the one that triggered me because it's like, yo, it's true.
Triggered.
So here he goes. He says, this guy, he's replying to someone like Matt. He's replying to someone just like Matt, right? Who says, obviously, you don't release sparring videos in camp. You got touched up by an 0-0 MMA fighter trying to box. Your East Coast pride is stung. So he has to deal with this now, Matt. Who created this?
Oh, my God. He did.
All right. So
he's saying that his East Coast pride is stung. If Paulie didn't say a single word, if Paulie didn't come out and say that he was exploited, that all this stuff, it would have just gone by. He could have handled it differently.
So Paulie says, actually, I beat his ass 24 hours off a fight. I guess he meant a flight. Oh,
he just came off the flight.
Oh, yeah, 24 hours off the flight. Two, laugh out loud, which is why I'm saying post the video. I try not to be petty, but it seems it's late for that now. Okay? And he kept going because there's more people. Look, he said, you've done 1,000 interviews. This is another Twitter guy coming at Paulie. You've done 1,000 interviews in the last 2 weeks about his power and boxing skill. It goes both ways. You can't handle two picks coming out. He said, I did interviews, all caps, because of the picks. I'm not your average sparring partner. You post picks with me, media will hound me. I've said stop with the picks. So, if again, you know, he's showing you that there is a constant trend in this camp that they don't want to listen to him. They're not giving him the respect as a two-time former champion and sparring partner. You know, he said stop posting picks. They still posting picks. And the first one that was, it was okay. It was a regular pick, right? The only one where he was jumping. Was that the first Paulie pick in the ring, or was there another before that one?
I think there's one before that, to be honest. I could be wrong.
All right, so that's even more disrespectful. If he keeps telling you, fucking stop. He trying to help you. You ain't got nobody else who's won two titles in two different divisions trying to be your spawn partner. I haven't heard anyone else this high profile sign up to help you. Be respectful. Check your team. It's your team. I'm not saying Connor, but Connor is the man in that camp. He needs to check his team.
I just don't think it's that big of a deal.
Oh, yeah. So
we're talking about ethics here with a guy that talks so much shit that it, again, if you talk shit, you should expect everything back.
Look at this one, Matt. Only his personal.
That's a life lesson, right?
Only his personal photographers allowed in the gym. Don't just invent your own reality of things because it's how you wish it to be, buddy. I think he meant that specifically to you, Matt.
I'm not inventing any sort of reality. Again, I'm not saying he wasn't even knocked down. You keep inflating my argument with those that are saying, oh, he was knocked down, he was hurt. I'm not even saying that. You got to listen to my words very carefully, Ness, because apparently you're not. I'm saying I don't give a fuck about this whole situation because they don't like each other. They didn't like each other before this. They didn't like each other during it. They're not going to like each other after. These guys will not like each other, so I'm okay with them not liking each other and them treating each other as such.
Yeah, you're trying to use that, right, to magically cloak what was really going on, and it's your cover up of Connor's misbehavior. But before you answer, it's all right. Yes, he's unethical. He's being a fucking shithead.
Again, he is not the one that posted it. He's not. We don't even know if he's the one that leaked it. We don't know.
Floyd doesn't. This has never happened in the TMT gym. Tell me why. Come on, bro. Stop defending him. You bugging. Let me get to our other co-host who's here from New Jersey, Cash Weezy.
What's up, man? Yeah,
want to say I saw a fight too.
Stay focused. Stay working my dad.
I saw a fight too. I saw a fight too.
It's an equal
fight. I saw a fight too.
Yes, yes, pop culture, Conor McGregor, right? Indeed. By the way, I got the dope ass shirt on. If you want to take a peek real quick, Boxing Fan Apparel. Yeah, man, I'm not into the rumor portion of Conor McGregor and Malignaggi. I actually can't wait for the All Access Part 3. McGregor wants to prove himself, right? So he's gonna put out those pictures. I believe it is politically incorrect, as you guys are saying, boxing culture, in the sparring, what stays there should be there. That is true. Paulie Malignaggi, they're not respecting him, so he left the way. I believe it is true that it's a prop. I want to know the truth. Like, what can McGregor really fight as a boxer? Because all that footage and all that put it out, how Malignaggi is looking bad against an MMA fighter, is for guys like Matt. As you mentioned, Matt, who's saying McGregor's going to get washed out round 1 through 4 and stopped at on demand whenever. So, yeah, McGregor is mad at those people. And he's putting out this footage disrespecting our man, Paulie Malignaggi. So, yeah, man, what's going to go on next?
Matt don't see it that way. Matt says, well, Paulie knew what he signed up for when he was talking shit to him on social media. He should expect that. No, you shouldn't expect people to be unethical.
Well, not you know, also, again, also that whole phrase, who the fuck is that guy? He was referring to Paulie Malignaggi.
Who the fuck is that guy?
No, he wasn't. He was referring to Jeremy Stephens. Again, you're casual boxing. Don't try to talk about MMA.
You want to be the biggest UFC panel, the biggest UFC fan on
he
the
said panel. That to Jeremy Stephens. If you want to watch that, he's fine. You guys don't watch MMA. Why are you arguing with me about MMA shit?
He said it to Paulie. When he was asking about
Paulie. No, he didn't say that to Paulie originally. He didn't say that to Paulie originally. You're wrong. Ness, you're wrong.
When he was asking about Paulie.
Ness, I don't know why you argue with me about this.
Did he say that to Paulie or not?
He did.
He didn't say it originally, motherfucker. None of you guys listen to me.
Originally, I don't care where it came from, but I know it's Paulie.
You mad?
Yeah.
You stupid.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Where's that stupid?
Oh, I got it right here.
Now, all you motherfuckers, except for Al. Al's the only one that's smart. He's not talking.
Al, dummy. Al already said that we right. You ain't hear him?
Nah, Jeremy. He said that originally to Jeremy Stephens. He later said it to Paulie Malignaggi.
Yes. Boom. Fuck both you guys.
No.
He said the same thing, Matt.
No, he said it started from Paulie. It didn't start from Paulie. Again, I don't know why you guys are arguing about a point that you're wrong on. We can move on. We can move on because this isn't the show. I don't know why you guys want to argue with me about MMA.
No one cared where it started.
MCR.
Me and Enrique were debating that it was said to Paulie. And I kept saying, Matt, yes, it was. When he was asked about Paulie, he used that phrase again. So you're just a hater that you were wrong.
And he throws in the word. Originally, it wasn't trying to.
Originally. We don't care where it originated from. He used it on Paulie. Bottom line.
Okay.
Now,
don't you guys think it's kind of fucking weird that.
It is weird that we can't see you.
Don't you think it's weird that all this fucking beef, right? And then you reach out to him to come help you. Like, this just fucking just reeks of kind of like some bullshit. I don't know.
No, it reeks of what it is, man. Connor's a snake.
And like, no, no. What I'm saying is that they were beefing on fucking social media back and forth. Or in interviews or whatnot, or, you know, when they were spoken about each other. I just think that the planning to this it's a little deeper. I don't know. Call me a conspiracy theorist, but whatever. I'm just saying, how the fuck you go from beefing with this guy to asking him for help to fucking bringing him in and then exploiting him? Like, this shit just...
Yeah, but before that, we also heard that, yo, he's bringing him into sparring. And I don't know where I heard this, but Conor McGregor team was bringing him to sparring to punish him.
Yeah, they did. That was said. That was.
Yep. It was all open and available to the public. Everyone knew what
was that before or after?
Yeah, Matt, it doesn't matter. See, Matt, it doesn't matter. You got some sparring. Ain't nobody released shit about you. And he wasn't nice to you. Should we release shit? That ain't how it worked. Just because Connor said, I'm going to fuck Paulie up in sparring, don't mean you release that you fucked up Paulie. It didn't work.
He didn't release that.
It's only his photographers, man. Why are you living in this freaking crazy world?
I am saying that this photo was leaked. Hold on, by Connor's team. That is obvious.
Now we at least are all on the same.
I never disputed that. I don't know if I made that clear. I was never disputing that.
You never made that clear. No, sorry, Matt.
Obviously, Matt. Obviously, Connor's not going to be the one fucking taking pictures. All right.
No, somebody else is going to be fucking taking.
No, that's not my point. No. I'm saying that. How is this picture any different from the other ones that were posted on his actual Instagram and Twitter? The one where you see Paulie's face all bruised up, because those look equally as bad.
Those ones look equally as bad. I can't believe that you're saying that there's no difference between being on a canvas and being bruised up.
Because then you can say I was pushed. Boom.
The winner could be bruised up. Danny Garcia's faces look bruised up plenty of times. Plenty of white people look bruised up and still win.
Right. And no one else is
bruised. You put him on the floor, though. You put him on the floor, and there's no question I thought he got dropped in sparring.
You know, that thumbs up needs to be bruised up, right? 611 people watching with only 42 thumbs.
I know. Make sure that your thumbs up is blue. If it's gray, you're not doing it right.
You're not jabbing right.
Well, does this help? Does this help the fight? Does this help sell pay-per-view?
Obviously, it helps, because there's going to be a huge MMA factor side that's going to believe Conor really beat up this guy and he's just bitter. And there's going to be the boxing side where we like, yo, you fucking disrespecting a two-time champ in our sport.
You know what?
Was it not a smart move then?
What?
To leak it?
It could be smart for tickets. Like I said, he's selling his soul for tickets.
If he wins the fight,
then it was all smart.
Guess who's winning?
He doesn't win the fight.
Guess who's winning, right? Showtime's winning. I have a feeling Showtime is behind this, because Paulie signed to Showtime. He's a commentator. You know, he can come back to the channel and talk about it. And we're all going to tune in and watch and hear, right? And then see, does Conor McGregor really have what he's done to Paulie against Floyd Mayweather? Question mark? I don't think so. But
I'll tell you what, this is great buildup for today's All Access, right? Yes. Maybe we're going to see something. Maybe Paulie looks good and we don't see the push. Maybe we do see the push. I mean, would they go so far as to show us the push to prove that McGregor's a liar so we can hate him?
They're going to show us something.
And that'll make us buy the pay-per-view more? If we see he really pushing, it was like, oh, he's a liar. And now we hate him more? Or is it true that he knocked out Paulie or dropped Paulie, and it shows Paulie getting dropped? And it's like, whoa, he's telling the truth. I mean, or they're just fucking building it up to push you to this program at 10 o'clock tonight, and it's not happening. None of that.
I'm excited. I mean, I saw some fucking clips of pad work, bro. That's the only thing that I kind of like saw with the little trailer they had for it. But I doubt that they're going to go ahead and put any sparring out there. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, they never show Floyd sparring.
Yeah, not up until the end.
You know, it's funny because there is one picture on Conor's Instagram, right? I should show it just to be fair.
When he's putting pressure on Paulie?
No. There's another sparring partner. And I'm telling you, dude, I mean, I don't know. He's my bad guy for sure. Like, not that I'm
John Veeran?
I'm not cheering for Floyd at all, right? You know what I mean? And I'm not cheering for Conor at all. But there's an obvious – he's starting to be the bad guy in this promotion. But in a good way, honestly. But let me just show you this picture here. I'm screen sharing. Let me just put it for all to see. This particular picture, let me just zoom in.
That's dirty.
And this is just to continue further. This is just to further, you know, demonstrate what I'm saying about this guy. Now, I'll tie this picture with a quote that he used on the press tour after I give you his description to this photo. Sparring today. It's another day for me. So, again, I know that he's purposely putting this photo out. I swear to you. I know. Because he knows there's going to be guys like me that says, look, he's got no boxing skill. He's fighting dirty. He's hitting this guy when he's down. And I'll just add on top of all that, I'm going to bounce his head off the canvas. Any thoughts on this photo that's worth 1,000 words?
I have a question, right? And maybe it'll strike another thought from you. If you were Floyd looking at this photo and read that caption, what would your thoughts be?
Clown. My first word would be clown, because that ain't how you want to look. But again, this photo, we don't know what was happening. We don't know. We could only look at the photo and assume, but we do see that left hand cock like he still wants to punch again.
Right.
What the fuck are you doing?
Remember, he said in the press conference that he would dribble Mayweather's head off the canvas.
Yeah, but according to what rules? What rules is he fighting in? Because you can't do that shit. First of all, you can't. But yeah, I think that truly looks like a fucking staged fucking photo.
Yeah,
you got too much stage and Photoshop.
Yo, you guys think everything is staged from the Conor side?
Man. I mean, unless he fucking had a fucking contract with fucking. Come on, you're practicing boxing. You're not bouncing people's heads off the canvas. You're not fooling nobody. fuck out of here. Yeah, you got. Look, he's pinning the guys down. First of all, he has his glove on the back of the other guy's head. And what, he's going to hammer fist him, Matt?
He's already on the floor with his face. He's got his face practically on the mat already.
Once you got a knee to the ground, the ref is in the way. You're in the neutral corner.
Yeah.
So what the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying?
I love that you're aggravated.
I am.
You know who's aggravated? I'm fucking aggravated. We got this many people watching and not enough thumbs up. Hit that thumbs up button. Listen, I think it's time we go out to the phone lines. Any final thoughts on this before we get to our callers, guys?
My question is just struck by the by the photos and the Paulie rants on Twitter and Instagram is, did he really get knocked down? You know what I'm saying? And is he responding because it's out there? But does that make Conor McGregor really good? You know what I'm saying? Because he had a violent spar match with Paulie Malignaggi. I can't wait to All Access. So, yeah, I agree that it is building up the All Access. That's why I'm giving Showtime the blame for all this happening.
Yo, Conor and his team knew in advance they were going to leak something. They were going to sell this fight off of Paulie's name and off of his credibility and his sort of legacy in the sport. And they did that. And now they're going to sell more tickets. They're going to sell more pay-per-views. And it's going to have boxing fans like Ness upset as fuck, calling MMA a disgraceful sport, calling McGregor unethical. And you have MMA fans going, oh, look at that guy challenging boxing, because boxing is archaic. MMA is a true fighting. It's all to sell the fight. So kudos to Conor for being smart and knowing how to sell the fight.
I mean, according to us, what we know, right, unless you guys know something I don't, we're fighting, you know, they're going to be fighting with the Queensberry rules. You know, there's no extra MMA shit that's going to be allowed because – you know what I mean? I seen on the chat somebody mentioned that Robert Garcia had mentioned something that maybe some MMA stuff will be allowed, such as that picture we saw. I doubt that shit. I don't think so, right, Ness? This is going to be strictly boxing. None of that shit going on.
The purpose of bringing in Joe Cortez during these sparring sessions was to limit things like this from happening and kind of show him how, you know, the refs that Floyd usually chooses for his fights, you know, just how little they allow. So, you know, pictures like what we just showed on the live stream really won't be allowed with guys like Kenny Bayless. What's the other referee he uses a lot too?
Weeks.
Tony Weeks too. You know, but Jorge Cortez, obviously someone who doesn't allow a lot of inside fighting. Remember him versus Maidana versus Khan. You know, none of that shit was happening. And he was brought in for this. It was strategic. Listen, everybody's gotten their final thoughts. We're going to go out to our callers. Remember the number 1-425-569-5241 if you want to voice your opinion here on this topic. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel so you get that notification because we do go live. This is our second show today. So we got a couple of ringers. We're going to go out to Matt the Bruiser. Talk to us.
Hey, what's going on, TVV? Hey, just, man, that's... Part of me agrees with you, but going back a little further, man, when Paulie was calling for that fight, man, it was when he was still an active fighter. And he was calling for that fight, did some things. But let me tell you, once he retired, you know, he changed his tune. But I also saw him on some videos. I'm like, man, he wasn't Prince Nassim big, but this dude was blowing up a little bit. He was enjoying retirement. Hey, he's getting there with a beast that's trying to get prepared for a big fight. I'm sure they got him. I don't even think it's a question. Did he get knocked down? Did he not? He might have, man. He might have. Paulie's old school, though, man. I think as soon as stuff start getting leaked, he changed his tune. Before that, you know, it's a deal where, hey, of course, man, he's a guy whose mouth makes him a lot of money, just like Conor. He's going to want to get tied into that fight, whether it's as a sparring partner. And especially as a commentator, man, he changed his tune and he bit off a little more than he can chew, but he didn't like the respect and bowed out. He already got what he needed out of it. His name was out there. Conor got whatever he thought he needed to get out of it, whether that was putting him on his ass to show him don't run your mouth, whatever it was. Everybody got what they needed out of it. They're all in it for money, man. It's a cash grab.
All right. Cruiser, thanks for calling in. Cruiser Bruiser. Matt. You said something, Matt?
No, I did not.
Oh, that was him. Were you not done, sir? My bad. Oh, shit. Did he hang up? I don't know what the hell just happened. All right, well, let's go out to Atlanta. We're going to the Milkman. Back on a check-in.
I told y'all a long time ago, the Kirkland will go down 3 rounds. All right, man. Down goes
Kirkland. Strap me up. Next, I got milk, baby.
Yeah, I told y'all a long time ago that Paulie coming into camp was going to be a fucking prop, man. I don't like how they doing my boy Paulie. Now, all publicity is good publicity. I mean, they had this story featured on Media Takeout, for God's sake. You won't talk to many more casuals than on Media Takeout. But, you know, let's play X-Files. Go ahead and cue the music. Now, we know Floyd Mayweather is the master of mind games. So what if he publicly invites Paulie to come work in the Mayweather camp? Just like he did with Alex Arena and the Pac-Man. Just to fuck with Conor a little bit and say, Camp McGregor doesn't know how to treat fighters. That's not how we do business over here at TMT Mayweather Promotions. We're going to bring Paulie in. He's a two-time champion. We're going to show him the respect he deserves. We're going to get some good work from him, and we're going to be successful in the fight. The Milkman drops the mic. I'm out.
Yo, beautiful way of ending the call. I like that one. I like that one. We've seen Mayweather do that in the past. You're absolutely right. He brought in Alex Ariza, the strength and conditioning coach of Manny Pacquiao, who was making those Manny Pacquiao shakes for many years. That was good. That was actually good. Milkman, beautiful call. Let's go out to Lloyd in the UK. Talk to us.
Yo. Yo.
What up, Lloyd? We hear you. Talk to us, brother.
Cool, man. I touched on it earlier in the week, and I don't think you guys actually saw the pictures that I saw. All these the photos that McGregor's leaking at the moment, they stink, all these every single one of them stink. If you look at the unnatural position of where his hands are, where his feet are, where the opponent is, who's he trying to kid with these photos? They're a joke, absolute joke. He's disrespecting boxing by posting all these bogus photos. It's just stills. They still can't tell a true story. And I'm sorry, but the last photo that I saw with Paulie in the background, his face is all red. That just looks like it's Photoshop.
Well, all right, Lloyd, thank you for your opinion on this. We're going to keep the ball moving, man. Thanks for calling in. We're going out to some more alumni from the UK. We're going to go all the way to California.
Mr. Info Joe.
Tell the truth, yo. Tell the truth.
This portion of the show, we call In the Know, presented by my brother.
Tell the truth, yo.
Yo, 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 it ain't no show without your man Info Joe. Hey, man, it's a possibility this shit is staged because it does have this kind of WWE kind of feel. But if it is true, that is more of a reason why Floyd has to knock his fucking ass out. And if it is disrespectful to boxing, if he did leak it, and I hope the boxing gods put a curse on Conor McGregor and he gets knocked out in one instead of seven. That's my call. Peace, brothers. Yo, one more thing. Amin, you one of the best callers. Marcus from D.C., you one of the best callers, man. Get a fucking intro. And one more thing, Ness, let me get a gunshot. Got a gunshot? That's for the suckers that still listening that hit the thumbs down. You listening to the number one, pound for pound, the boxing boys. Hit those thumbs up. This shit is good. Great show. Peace.
Going out to Gary in Dallas. Talk to us.
Yo, what up, fellas?
What's up? What's up?
What's up, Gary?
There was no knockdown. I mean, just think about, like, every famous knockout in boxing in recent history, and not so recent history, right? There's a famous picture of the guy on the canvas, right? Like, Ali being knocked down by Frazier, and, like, Pacquiao being knocked out by Marquez, and Hatton being knocked out by Pacquiao, right? There's a famous picture in your head of that, right? But what's even more famous than that? The actual punch, right? Like, Hatton being knocked down by that overhand left by Pacquiao, and Marquez hit Pacquiao with that overhand right. Where's the punch, right? If Paulie got knocked down, there'd be a picture of the punch that put him down.
I'm glad.
They're following gym ethics and not posting that punch because then, you know.
Look at the picture, though. He punched Paulie. Paulie's on his back with his gloves up, and look where the fuck Connor's standing. He's standing like fucking 8 feet away from him. Like, this doesn't make sense.
There was no punch. I mean, if he sent Paulie down, there'd be a picture of it. There'd be video clips of it. He'd be a proud little peacock, but it didn't happen.
Can't leak it.
You know what I'm saying? There's been no etiquette, so all of a sudden you have etiquette to, I'm not going to leak that, but I'll leak a picture of him on his back. That's all.
I mean,
it's just common sense.
In defense of Connor's camp, Ness and Dooms and Matt, we have always seen pictures of sparring matches. We just never seen video. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but we've seen pictures of sparring matches, two people in the ring, not landing punches, not on the ground. People don't disrespect their help. It's the help.
Damn, like, Paulie does look messed up. I didn't get a look at this picture, but he does look kind of bruised. And I don't know if that's Photoshopped or not.
Yo, but dude, did Marcus Brown leak pictures of fucking his sparring? Did they let us record and publicize that? Matt is such an asshole. That's the MMA side, and you're not giving a fuck. That's what it is. Warren is going to fucking make you pay.
Yo, come on. With what this fight is, do we really care with how we get there?
What?
Like, this fight's a spectacle. This fight's a freak show. Like, let's just get there and get over it.
I'm gonna watch the fight.
Of course.
Okay, then. Enjoy the spectacle. Talk.
I can enjoy it, but I don't really, you know, get all fussed up about it.
Yeah, he comes in here with this pessimistic bullshit. Like, he's still
dripping off his chin.
Fuck out of here. 845. You're up.
Pause.
First time caller.
Pause. Is that me?
Yes, it is, sir. First time caller.
Yeah, I'm a first time caller.
I'm gonna get him play this first time caller intro, my friend. Let the world know your name and where you're calling from.
All right, dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
I'm a boxing fan, but I'm more of a UFC fan.
Can you say your name again, please?
It's Jeremy.
Thank you.
Jeremy, where you from?
I'm from New York.
Oh, okay. Now, Jeremy, you say you're more of a UFC fan. Do you believe in McGregor? Against Floyd Mayweather?
Yes, I do.
All right, why? Tell us a little bit why so that we can believe a little bit better.
Yeah, because we don't believe he's going to win around these parts.
The stuff going on with all the pictures released.
So what? Why do we have to believe that?
The whole reason Connor's been disrespected throughout this whole process, coming down with Showtime Boxing, Steven Espinoza, all the boxing analysts. He's a professional fighter, and they're disrespecting the man. As when this was announced, Paulie was talking a whole lot of trash, saying he can beat him with ankle weights on, saying he can beat him with one arm, and now we know that is not true, that they got good work in, and Paulie's face was definitely beat up. I'm not saying he knocked him down. I'm not saying any of that. But that doesn't matter. It's just a picture. This whole thing, Pauly was not brought in to be a sparring partner. Pauly was brought in to answer for what he's been saying. He's been brought in to get beat up. And then he's not, the UFC guys are not showing respect to Pauly Malignaggi. That's the whole backstory of this whole fight. It's boxing versus UFC, and that's when McGregor's starting to push more. If you notice all of his other posts, he's posting a lot of UFC stuff about the Performance Institute, about his other UFC fighters, and that's what he's pushing for. He doesn't respect boxing. And we'll see if Floyd can change that. But in order for him to bring respect to boxing, he has to finish Conor. Because if he doesn't, it's a joke.
So he has to knock him out, you're saying?
He has to finish him, yeah.
No, I actually agree with you on that. That's the one thing we do agree on, that Floyd needs to knock this guy out. Actually, more than one thing. You also agree with me that it's UFC versus boxing. My co-host doesn't see it that way. I'm surprised to see the MMA guy on my panel kind of playing the shadows.
He's in the shadow realm right now.
Yeah, it's starting to get like that because Conor feels like he's disrespected. It started off with the Showtime production. And then slowly and slowly, that's what he's starting to push more.
The turning off of the microphone, right? The turning off of the microphone.
I mean, but look, when James Toney crossed over, he was fully disrespected by the MMA community. They made fun of him. By the analysts called him pudgy. I mean, there's two sides to the coin here.
Yeah, and you saw what happened to James Toney. So the same thing must happen to Conor McGregor for it to be validated.
I agree, bro.
Good point.
I don't want Mayweather giving this guy a 12-round decision. But that is the clapper, my friend. You get 3 minutes to swing bowls on this show. I appreciate you calling in. Hope to hear you back on. Subscribe to the channel, my friend, so you get that notification. We do a lot of shows around these parts. We're going to get to Northern California, to the home of our very own Alex Limon.
I won't deny it.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
Come with me. Hey, Mary, run quick, see what we have here now.
Showdown. Watchingboys.com.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
Morning, guys. Hey, man, I love the Boxing Voice and coffee, man. It's the way I like to start my day. Second show, and it's barely 9:45 over here or whatever. So thank you for that. Hey, but, if Paulie's surprised, I don't know why he is. I mean, I'm not surprised here. I mean, Conor McGregor's selling tickets, and he's disrespecting the rules of sparring. He's been disrespecting boxing. He's not following any of the rules of etiquette. He's been going around talking about I am boxing. Ronda Rousey, McGregor, they find success in the UFC. And I hear the music. They find success in the UFC, and they think they can take over boxing. I want to focus more on them. I don't want to say it's UFC versus boxing. I mean, because I like Nate Diaz. You know what I mean? I got mad respect for him. So I don't want to say it's UFC versus boxing. And come August 26th, though, I want Mayweather to knock him out. I think he needs to. And to teach that lesson that boxing is not something you can just jump into and take over. And those are my thoughts on that.
All right, Alex, thanks for calling in. Definitely subscribe to us here on YouTube and follow us on IG at The Boxing Voice. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up if you're enjoying this content. You're enjoying all these callers calling in from all over the world. We're going from Northern Cal to the 808. First-time caller, 808. First-time caller.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, what? Making his professional debut.
Hello?
State your name and where you're calling from, my friend.
Name's Dean. I'm calling from D.C.
Dean from D.C., talk to us. What's your thoughts on these leaked photos, on the you know, the fact that, that Paulie just is furious about this.
Well, I think, you know, if we're to be accurate and sort of follow a fact pattern, Paulie stated he had a non-disclosure agreement. Then he started talking about, you know, McGregor's left hand isn't as powerful, X, Y, and Z. So I think he initiated, I mean, Connor's team is just responding to sort of the derogatory things Paulie was saying, right? How do you say you have a non-disclosure agreement in one angle, and then you start talking about, oh, his left hand weak. He starts fading around the sixth round. Let's remember, Paulie has a podcast and so forth. So he has a sort of community he wants to appeal to. So I think Paulie initiated the whole mess and now his tail's in between his legs. Just a point. Look, boxing's a sport. MMA is fighting. McGregor would crush Mayweather within a minute in an octagon. So I think we just need to be mindful of that. This is all cute. You're putting on big gloves and you have to play in these restrictive rules considered the boxing. But in a real fight, in a dark alley, we already know what's happening. So Connor's already won. Connor's already won. He's the
fact of the matter. It's happening
in a square circle called the boxing ring. So Mayweather is going to box Conor McGregor, not octagon fight. So whether you think that Conor could beat him, of course he could beat him in an octagon. We're not arguing that. But he's stepping into a boxing.
Okay, so my point is he's the real fighter. He's the real brave man saying, you know what, I'm going to limit my arsenal, God-given myriad of skill I have, given the faculty of the whole body, restrict myself to just fighting in accordance to your rules to try to prove something to you. He's already won, just on his heart. If Mayweather was half the man he thought he was, he'd go into an octagon. Period.
Yo.
Listen, at least Kimbo Slice had enough guts. He was on the street boxing folks. He said, you know what? This is cute. I'm slumping cats. Let me go into the octagon and see what I was made of. We saw what happened. But come on, this is all cute. Y'all, it's sport. It's a game. McGregor's a fighter. That's my point. You know what I mean? Let's keep it real.
Keep it real. Mayweather is going to win.
Dean, great call, my friend.
Yeah. Ooh.
Shit. Well, Dean, you know, you only get 3 minutes around here. Unfortunately, it's boxing rules, not MMA. You know, in MMA, you guys get about 5 minutes per round. So you can't talk for that long. We did give you 3 minutes, Dean, from D.C. Great call. You made some great points. But I'm going to address a few of those. He's like, you know, that Mayweather, I mean, the Connor is restricting himself. He's limiting himself to these boxing rules. And he's making it seem like Mayweather's putting all these rules on Connor, when in fact, Connor sought out this fight. Mayweather, and I don't believe he didn't know, but according to Mayweather, he didn't even know who Conor McGregor was. Connor insisted on this. Then his fans and his minion backed him. And he's gotten to this stage where, you know, he's merited the fight based on talking. He's 0-0-0, and he got a fight with Floyd. But remember, he had to come to this world because this is what he wanted. Floyd never once mentioned Conor McGregor. Floyd doesn't care. So for all these reaching MMA fans, oh, he should fight in the octagon. He should be a real man. This real man in Floyd Mayweather Jr. never, ever, ever spoke the name Conor McGregor. Conor wanted to be here. He wanted to feel what the true limelight was. And don't you for 1 second say I'm delusional, because I'm saying the true limelight, because he said it himself during the press tour. He's never been on this stage. It's never been this big. He has just stepped into the big motherfucking leagues because of boxing, so he needs to respect it when participating in it. You don't leak shit on Paulie Malignaggi. This isn't an up-and-coming prospect who's trying to earn his fucking bones off your name. But those are my final thoughts. My name is Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NesGTO. Matt, what about you?
My final thoughts, as the MMA guy on the panel, for any of the MMA fans out there, please, for the love of God, stop saying MMA is real fighting. Boxing is a game or a sport. If you see anyone in the streets duke it out and someone get knocked the fuck out, what are you going to call that? Oh, they were just boxing. No, they were fucking fighting. So the idea that boxing is not real fighting is just wrong. It's a refined sense of fighting. It's a reduced sense of fighting. But so is MMA. MMA is not a real fight. So, I mean, the idea that, one is real fighting, one isn't, stop that. Get over it. It makes you look like you're just an MMA fan and you're casual, to be honest. Get a little more enlightened about both sports, in my opinion. And I am Matt Tipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram. My MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Should be doing a show later today, hopefully, on Jon Jones versus Daniel Cormier. Peace.
I'm sad that the show is over so soon. Big audience. We all gonna deny all access, so those who missed calling in. My final thoughts are that, well, we see some footage tonight during All Access of not of the actual sparring match, but maybe in between rounds. And does Paulie Malignaggi say something to clue us what really is happening in this ring? Did he really fall down? Was it really a push? You know, and you know, see the doghouse that McGregor has brought him into. You can find me at Twitter, TBV_casualfan, at Fight Talk on Instagram, and my YouTube channel, TBV_casualfan as well. Peace, and I'll see you guys tonight.
Well, my final thoughts on this one, I don't know. I'm excited to see the All Access tonight. That's all I got to say. These pictures, some of them look real, some of them look fake. I've had my own little disputes about this going on. In any event, it's still helping the fight build up. A lot of people are tuning in more into it. So, yeah, can't wait for tonight. All Access. You can find me on Facebook, Alexander Linez, LAINEZ, or you can get me on IG, Alex_Doomsday_LAINEZ. And yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you subscribe to the channel so you get those notifications whenever we do go live. Peace.